In 1987, the Tennessee House of Representatives issued a proclamation recognizing the outstanding contributions of this program. In 1989, the American Medical Association awarded us their Adolescent Health Award, and as you've heard, in 1991, we had the honor of being selected by President Bush as one of America's 1,000 points of light, 0.404. I believe this kind of success is possible in every community. As Surgeon General, I want to lead a national crusade to prevent teen pregnancy. I will work to empower local community coalitions to develop comprehensive health pregnancy, teen pregnancy programs that fit their individual needs. I know that what works in Nashville may not completely work in Chicago or Charlotte, but I have faith that every community can make a difference in the lives of its youth. It is imperative that we do so. We have a national responsibility to protect our youth. It's our future. In conclusion, let me say I am proud of the record of service and my commitment to medical education and trying to assure that every American has access to care. In 1959, I was called to serve my country when I spent 2 years as a medical officer in the United States Air Force at the rank of captain, stationed at Larson Air Force Base in Washington, Senator. That experience, plus my subsequent service as an active reservist, will help me lead the men and women of the Uniformed Public Health Commissioned Corps. And my military service also stands as a model of the kind of patriotic and honorable public service that I have provided before and hope to provide as Surgeon General. Again, I want to thank President Clinton for placing his confidence in me and for standing beside me so strongly throughout this nomination process. I only hope to repay him and you and the American people by being the finest Surgeon General this country has ever had. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Foster. I appreciate your opening statement and your fine comments.